Thank you for downloading this Currency Report podcast from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX for the 7th of January 2013. Back from the fiscal brink ran most of the headlines the day after New Year's Day when the US finally agreed to prevent $600 billion of tax hikes come into effect. The US economy has seemingly shrugged off fears about the fiscal cliff and even managed to add 155,000 new jobs amidst rising confidence in the services sector. Economists expect the world's largest economy to continue its recovery in 2013, but there is little prospect for rapid growth because of tax rises and spending cuts in the recent fiscal deal, as well as the uncertainty caused by an imminent fight over the federal debt ceiling, which has yet to be agreed. Despite this and several other headwinds which might materialise to derail the US economy, it is generally accepted wisdom that the US dollar should strengthen this year because it will benefit from haven demand in a faltering global economy and the end of monetary easing that's expected to occur. At some point in 2013, US interest rate markets will react to the improving economic outlook, and the good data, weak dollar that's been the norm these past few years will fall away. That's the predictor's view. Remember, they haven't called it right for a while now. The euro is even more complicated. The Germans, the economic backbone to the euro, go to the elections this year, which could well fuel the debate there about just how much they are willing to keep on writing the blank cheques. One view I'm happy to share and predict is that the biggest influences to the market this year will be central bankers and politicians again. The talk for the UK economy is not very cheerful. Economic data released over the festive period does little to suggest the slowest recovery in 100 years is set to gather much momentum. Annual retail bankruptcy rose by 6% in 2012, consumer confidence fell, and there is doubt if GDP will be positive for the fourth quarter. Heading for a triple dip? Whether the economy is slightly positive or slightly negative obscures the big picture, though. The economy in the UK has essentially been flat since 2010. The real issue for 2013 is whether self-sustaining growth can finally return, and sadly, that remains in doubt as we stand here today. Thanks for listening.